Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. We have an amazing story today, which has something to do with the giving of the Torah. Even though Shavuos is past, but nevertheless, we're still in the month of Sivan, the month of the giving of the Torah, and therefore, it's still a very special time to talk about and think about the holiday of Shavuos. Dr. Rebbe told a story that his Rebbe, the Mezuzah Magid, told him. Mezuzah Magid said, when we spend Shavuos with our Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, we experience what it says in the Torah, Niftechu HaShemayim Ve'erim Maros Elokim. That means that the heavens opened up and I saw the visions of Hashem. Now this is a pasuk from Yechezkel, who had a nevuah. And his nevuah was that he saw a tremendous revelation of godliness. And so the Mezuzah Magid was telling the Alter Rebbe that when he was a chassid of the Baal Shem Tov, that's what Shavuos was like. For the chassidim of the Baal Shem Tov, they experienced spiritually that the heavens were open and they saw the vision of Hashem. Then the Alter Rebbe said, and when we were with our Rebbe, the Mezuzah Magid, we also saw it on Shavuos. The same thing. And the Alter Rebbe's grandson, the third Chabad Rebbe, Menachem Mendel, the Tzemach Tzedek, also said similar. He said that actually this experience didn't just happen by the Mezuzah Magid, but also by all of the Rebbeim, that all of the Chabad Rebbeim on Shavuos had this same experience that the heavens were open to them and they saw the vision of Hashem. And really, the Tzemach Tzedek said, it happens all the time, but the person has to be a fitting vessel to see it. So this story is teaching us something about a tzaddik, that a tzaddik's experience of godliness is much different than our experience of godliness. We know that when we do a mitzvah, we're connecting with Hashem. We know that when the Aseres HaDibros is read in shul on Shavuos, that we are reliving the giving of the Torah. But the average person may know that it's happening in their mind, but they may not feel it in actuality. In fact, I think it's very highly doubtful that the average person does feel it, whereas a tzaddik is actually able to feel this, actually able to experience this godly revelation. Now, why is it important for all of us ordinary people, 99.9% or more of the Jewish population, to know what a tzaddik feels if we don't feel it? Well, the truth is that our neshama is actually experiencing that as well. It's just that we don't feel our neshama very strongly. But knowing that our neshama feels it, knowing that our neshama has that experience, and knowing that the tzaddik is having that experience, helps us to relate to Hashem and to the reality of Hashem and the reality of Torah and mitzvahs. This is one reason why we learn stories about the tzaddikim, and perhaps even more important, that we learn the teachings of the tzaddikim. And this is something which brings Mashiach much quicker, not only learning Torah in general, learning all parts of Torah, but learning the parts of Torah especially about Mashiach and redemption, and especially also teachings of Chassidus, which give us insight into these godly and holy topics. And even though we may not feel it, but our neshama feels it, and a little bit this drips down to us as well. And this allows us to serve Hashem so much better, learning so much better, and doing mitzvah so much better. And all of this will help bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.